This podcast is available thanks to the Access Internet Radio Project, funded by New Zealand On Air. Choice, guys!
This month, thousands of students across the country are packing up their books and heading off to universities, polytechs and other training institutions to further their education. But one of the major hurdles is finance. There are student loans, allowances, living costs to sort out, application after application to fill out, and a number of students are finding the process isn't that easy. Is the StudyLink system failing them? You only have to do a quick search on Facebook or Google to find a number of students complaining about the system. In fact, late last week we had a chat with one student, Yantina Halls, who has found her experience with StudyLink hasn't been so pleasant. I asked her about the ordeal she's been through.
Well, it started off trying to apply for a student allowance. Now, this is something I've had for the last 2 years with an independent circumstances allowance because I'm apart from my parents. Now, when I was applying for this, I kept on getting parent forms sent to me in the mail. And I was kind of a bit confused about this because really I shouldn't have parent forms sent to me in the mail. So I kept on ringing them up and they said to me, oh, we can't process your StudyLink application any further until you send in these parent forms. And so I was saying to them, well, I'm sorry, I don't have parents, so I can't fill out these parents forms and I'm on the independent circumstances allowance. And I have been for the last 2 years, so I don't understand why I need to do this. And so they were adamant that they couldn't process my application any further. Then I finally got through to someone and they said that they'd sort it all out and I wouldn't be getting parent forms in the mail anymore. And I got some more parent forms. So far I've had 5 sets of parent forms. I got my last ones yesterday for my parents to fill out regarding their income.
Just to clarify, when you say you don't have parents, you mean you don't have guardians or you're a child of the state? What do you mean?
Okay, I'm a child of the state. When I was 10 years old, the state got custody over me because my father passed away and my mum unfortunately got a brain injury. So no one was able to look after me and to care for me, yes. I do have guardians, however, they are not financially... But they don't financially support me, so it's not done on their income. Their role is, for me, any legal issues.
How has this whole ordeal made you feel?
To be quite honest, I've been okay with it, but it was quite difficult, I guess, dealing with StudyLink and then saying, well, you've got to fill in these parent forms, and you say, no, sorry, I don't have parents. And, I mean, for me, it's been just about 10 years, and so I've come to terms with that, but I just keep on thinking how that must feel if that happened to someone and it was really quite recent. I think it could be quite hurtful and quite upsetting for them, yeah.
One of your phone calls with StudyLink, you found out that there was a note on your file and that you're under investigation.
Yes, well, what happened was I eventually decided that I'd had enough of getting these forms and not having my allowance processed because it's getting closer to when I go back to study. So I decided to make an appointment and go in and see StudyLink to see if I could sort it out. Now, when I was at StudyLink, they said to me, oh, have you been on the sickness benefit? And I said, no, I've never been on the sickness benefit. And they said, oh, do you have a daughter? And I said, no, I definitely don't have a daughter. And they said to me, oh, well, there's a note on your file that says that you're on the sickness benefit and you have a one-year-old daughter and that you're just inquiring what you're going to get whilst you're on the, should you decide to study. And so basically what they figured out had happened was they had copied and pasted someone else's note onto my file, and my note about me is obviously somewhere else lost in the system. So I guess there's a lot of privacy issues there too.
Is this acceptable, in your opinion, for StudyLink to make this many mistakes and to copy and paste the wrong notes on files and to send you the same form over and over again?
No, I don't think it is. Now, the thing with the note being posted on my file, I think people, whether we should or not, judge people by information, and I think that note was hindering me getting the help that I needed because I was a single mum according to this, and I was on the sickness benefit. So I wonder how much that formed people's opinions of me, and automatically whether they started to treat me different on the phone, or whether they thought that I wasn't disclosing information. Or so I think that might have changed their opinion of me a lot, and because it's just completely false information, that was really, you know, that could really affect my student allowance and ultimately my finances that I'm entitled to this year while I'm studying.
How long has this ordeal been happening for?
About the last 3 or 4 weeks since I've applied for my student allowance. I think I first applied for it about 4 weeks ago. So, and I thought it was over, but clearly it's not over yet.
Do you think it will ever be resolved?
I would like to think that it would be. I hope I go back to study on Monday, so I really do hope that I can get it sorted soon, because to be quite honest, I need some money to live on while I'm studying.
Have you heard any experiences from your friends of them having trouble with StudyLink?
I think it's quite common to have some difficulties with communication with StudyLink, but I've never heard of anyone else that has had the same problems that I have.
But there are other people that have been having...
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think it's quite common on Facebook to have status posts of just wish I could sort things out with StudyLink, or StudyLink is driving me crazy, or, you know, I've seen quite a few of them on Facebook recently.
That was nursing student Yantina Hulls. We had a chat with her last Friday. We asked to speak with Wendy Beeman, General Manager of StudyLink, this morning, but she declined to be interviewed on this matter, instead providing a written statement to us. We'll find out what she has to say shortly. Plus, Labour's tertiary education spokesperson, Marion Street, joins us after this.